In the 1950s, sports was such a small reality of our society that even the most popular sport, baseball, and it was huge, that 90% of baseball players had to get jobs in the off season because that's how little they made as professional baseball players. Sports is now such a bigger part of our culture. What was a niche little nerdy thing for me 40 years ago is now the 7-year-olds that are growing up now, when they're 20, like music, like fashion, like food, like sports, will be part like of a overall genre that is an osmosis layer of our society.
Attention is the number one asset.
Thank you everybody for being with us. Hope everybody's off to a nice beginning of the year.
Good morning everyone, good to see you, Chris. Hey, Chris.
Can you tell everyone more about like what BeFriends is and what's happening with the company this year?
Happy to. BeFriends is a contemporary IP company. Entertainment company with over 250 characters created by Gary Vaynerchuk. We hope to inspire accountability, positivity, and finding the middle or balance in life, and doing that through competition and championing competition through games, entertainment, and the content that we're going to create over the next foreseeable future.
Gary, you introduced BeFriends to the world in 2021. Tell us more about that character creation process and your long-term vision that Andy touched on.
About 3 years earlier, before the NFT phenomenon, Andy actually, who was running head of my content for the Gary Vee brand, and I took a meeting with a toy maker. I was going to create a toy, little minifigures, called Workplace Warriors. Because I was getting thousands of DMs a month from people at work that were really struggling with their job, with their life. And one day in my office, going to the laboratory, for some reason I just noticed that literally every desk had little toys on it. The Simpsons, Marvel, Smurfs, Miss Piggy. I was just like, huh. I like tchotchkes, as you can maybe see by the back of my thing. It just caught my attention. And I started thinking about how my content would show up in people's screens and maybe give them a little escapism or perspective. And I said, you know what? I think I want to create some characters to put on people's desks so that when they're having a tough moment with their boss and they look at Patient Pig, they're like, well, patience matters, or Empathy Elephant, or things of that nature. Then I got busy. We ended up not making that. And then COVID happened. But I had forever thought that I was going to buy an intellectual property. Gumby, the Smurfs, the Get Along Gang, these kind of smaller 1980s, 70s brands that I would eventually buy one and refurbish it, make cartoons and movies and cereal and toys and hoodies. And then when I really saw the NFT explosion, I'd been following it. I remembered CryptoKitties from 2017. And I just kind of had this epiphany. I'm like, wait a minute, I can create my own. And so I kind of sat down and started ideating, literally ran downstairs when I had my eureka moment to Walgreens, bought index cards and Sharpies, and started doodling, and then decided to get serious, took a week off, went to California, and drew all the characters over a week period, and the journey began. And this is a business I will do for the rest of my life. This will be a property I build for the rest of my life, and obviously we're doing it in a digital way, both physically and digitally. And it's really exciting. I was very affected by Batman and Star Wars and Scooby-Doo and the Flintstones as a child who immigrated from the U.S. I learned how to speak English because of those shows. And so it's like very entrenched in me and how I see the world and nostalgia and intellectual property and character building. But as I was going through the journey, at first I said, I'm gonna build a Disney meets Marvel. And then I realized I was really building a Sesame Street. As I started interviewing people and building this brand, I got a very big compliment from an elderly lady who's been retired in the UK. She told me that I reminded her of Jim Henson, and it struck me, and then I went very deep down a rabbit hole of Jim Henson's life, and I realized, like, I'm not interested in building this if I don't affect millions of children and parents, because I do think we've lost our way in society over the last 30 years on a lot of issues, going either too left or too right. And so even the new kids book, right, Meet Me in the Middle. By the way, very frankly, me included, I think everyone on this call right now the more we get in the middle versus the left or right, the happier we will be. And so I've become incredibly passionate about that, and that is the mission of VFriends, for Empathy Elephant to become very popular and kids wear pajamas of it. And so at five, they know that empathy matters, but empathy's remarkable, but out of whack, you could become intrusive. Out of whack, if you don't know how to control it, you may be upset if you feel everything in the world. There's a lot of things to feel. So it's a really fun, accountable ant is especially on my mind. I think we've completely lost accountability in society. And so as you can imagine, if I'm able to achieve in the next 13 to 20 years, accountable ant being really cool like Spider-Man, if you love accountable ant, it's inevitable that you're gonna be slightly more accountable than if you didn't. And so we're excited about the mission at hand.
Well, thank you for the kind of introductory remarks, Gary and Andy. One of the things that I just think is so remarkable about this collection is that you're building on something that is fundamentally permanent. These are human attributes, and they're things that need to be promoted, and it's not just some kind of fad, and so this will always stand the test of time. My question is around the intellectual property that you've been building and working with different institutions. And as a lead into this question, I just want to give a little bit of context over some of the opportunities that have been running around in my mind around institutional partnership. Just right now, actually, I'm in Vienna. This is the Hotel Bristol, and then having met with Sula, who you might remember. Let's see, was a conversation with the head of the artistic director of the Mozart Foundation. And so you take these ideas, these figures, whether it's Scooby-Doo and Rumpo or Mozart, and they had such a huge impact on millions and millions of people at scale. And so the kind of landing the plane, and the question finally is again around maybe share an update around some of the institutional partnerships and how you're looking to really get this out to millions so that it's on people's pajamas and so on. And let me pause there.
No, it's a great question. We've done a lot of it, as you maybe have seen from afar, whether it's with Mattel or Reebok or streetwear brands. It's something we think a lot about. I also think for all of us, whether they're emerging or established frameworks, you need to be careful of not doing too many things, because then you get oversaturated. I think there's a very specific reason that Supreme, the clothing wear brand, is not as cool as it was. I think they just did too many things. So I think we think very carefully of like who we're gonna do things with and not. But it's a very big part of our strategy, because you're tapping into different communities, you're getting different cosigns. We got very fortunate. I think Andy saw this when we started doing business development meetings with brands. I know that brands, all of them, and institutions have positioning. They stand for this, they stand for optimism. And we have a character for every flavor. So we have an incredibly, you know, if an organization, institution, educational, a country, a company, an influencer, a brand, when they're like, you know, we stand for optimism. We're like, good, we have optimistic otter. Like, let's have that conversation. And so, yeah, it's a very big part of how we think, Christos. I also think that we did a lot of collaborations in the collectible space up front, and I'm starting to think more of events, moments of time. Like the World Cup 2026 is very much on my mind. World Expo. One of the great things about being passionate, AKA obsessed about what you're doing, is when you're sleeping, you're thinking about these things. And so, you know, we're thinking a lot about it, but we definitely don't want to oversaturate, and that is a concern of mine.
Andy, I'd love for you to build on Gary's answer just around VFriends' collectible strategy and trading cards specifically.
Yeah, I mean, I think trading cards were one of Gary's first entrepreneurial endeavors as a kid, so it's very authentic and organic to us as we strategize against it, and it's also cultural currency for how a lot of kids are interacting on the playgrounds, collecting whether it's Pokemon cards or sports cards. And with over 250 characters and a trading card game in alpha, it's a good way for kids and collectors to interact with all the characters and also have some competition and fun in the mix. Gary and VFriends' thesis is that not just collectibles, but collecting as a hobby is going to continue to grow and to be at the epicenter of collecting and building a character collectible universe is centric to how we're thinking about building the IP.
Before you both popped off, we were chatting a little bit about Super Bowl and like VFriends and Fanatics Live. tell us more about that partnership, but also the events that you're doing weekly on it.
We think live shopping is about to explode. All of you should be thinking about this in a more macro lens. It has obviously been going on in China for the last 7 years, but America and the Western world is about to explode on live shopping. Whatnot is a very big player already. eBay Live has a very strong platform. Fanatics is now in the business. We've always had a very close relationship with Michael Rubin, so we're excited to be a launch partner. We are streaming live multiple times a week with an ambition to go to 5 days a week. We are doing extraordinary levels of commerce on the platform, people buying trading cards to be opened live. So the unboxing phenomenon of YouTube from years past is now becoming a shopping experience. Trading cards is one of the biggest genres, as I'm sure, as you all know, it's conducive to entertainment because you don't know what you're gonna get, unlike other products. And so it's a very big part of our thesis. We also are seeing an incredible play of people falling in love with VFriends from the physical trading card openings on Fanatics Live to then purchasing their first ever NFT because they now love Practical Peacock. And as you can imagine, that's really interesting for me because I'm building a digital business. The digital and physical transformation, I'm sure the Apple Pro is on everyone's mind. Like, we are in a very amazing time in human history where we're really blending into a new world of AR, VR, physical, digital. As all of you know, if you looked at your time on your phone right now, you would be stunned of the 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 hours a day we spend looking at our phone. And so, you know, I think it's a remarkable time for entrepreneurs and retailers. Live shopping is a big deal.
Just building on that, I would say something that Gary has continually reminded myself and the company that live commerce is doing two things. It's commercial endeavors, revenue opportunities for the company, but it's also building the brand. People are joining live streams and just learning and getting educated about our brand, our characters, and IP, while also potentially purchasing a pack or a card. So it's achieving two big business objectives all in one on Fanatics Live.
So Gary, I know you're from the context of collectibles, really, and we've done some stories with you, and it's been awesome. Do you have like a plan? I mean, you mentioned pajamas, and I got a 5-year-old daughter, and like, you know, we go to Old Navy, buy her cool pajamas, and I think it would be cool to see a lot of these on pajamas. But I know like the cards are going for the end of the boxes, which are awesome. They just aesthetically are beautiful, like for like, you know, $400-$300
expensive
on eBay. Are you working on different levels of like accessibility and collectability? And like, would you even go like on the smaller level, like these pajamas, are, you know, they're the white ones. These are the purple ones that are, you know, a little more limited edition. Like how do you think about the scarcity?
I love that.
Accessibility?
Andy's being smart. So we have 50 cent, you know, vending machines all over the country right now that are starting to roll out. So we are thinking about accessibility, but I love what you actually asked, because I think Andy and I were going to what we're going to, but you asked a very interesting question that is probably the biggest strategy I have in my mind that I don't think is fully out there. And I don't know why I feel compelled to over communicate. Even I could have dodged the question, but I will go there. I love you for what you just said. Do I believe that there is collectible, and Andy started with this, do I believe that there is the collectification of every single product on earth? The answer is yes. As simple as what I'm about to say. So I also think that VFriends is gonna be General Mills. I believe that over the next decade, we will have a cereal, a peanut butter, a healthy raspberry snack, gummies. And do I believe that we may launch a toothpaste for our proactive piranha because it's got big teeth? And that when we launch it, there'll be a $6 whatever toothpaste costs now, and that's the one you could buy at Walgreens or whatever. But do I think that we will have 100 limited edition gold tubes? Yes, I do. I believe the collectification of every category of consumables. Do I believe there'll be $9 pajamas at Old Navy or $30 pajamas at Old Navy? Yes. Do I think we'll sell 100 limited edition pajamas on Fanatics Live? Yes, I do. And I've said this. I believe what music and sports, just to give everyone here a history lesson, in the 1950s, sports was such a small reality of our society that even the most popular sport, baseball, and it was huge, as I'm sure all of you know, that 90% of baseball players had to get jobs in the off season because that's how little they made as professional baseball players, the most popular sport in America. Sports is now such a bigger part of our culture. I'll give you one that we all lived through the last 30 years. Food. You remember when we were all kids, if someone said they were a chef, we thought they were the help. There was no prestige. Food wasn't a cultural thing in the US the way it is today. I believe collectability is going to be that. What was a niche little nerdy thing for me 40 years ago is now the 7-year-olds that are growing up now, when they're 20, like music, like fashion, like food, like sports, collectability will be part like of a overall genre that is an osmosis layer of our society.
Awesome. Thank you, man. Thank you.
Andy, talking about collectability, you know, tell us about Vfriends' partnership with Masters of the Universe and just what a product like that means for the brand.
Again, like, most everything that we do starts with being tried and true and authentic to Vfriends and the brand and Gary. Gary grew up watching He-Man and Masters of the Universe, so be able to collaborate with that iconic IP was a tremendous opportunity for us. The Mattel team really, really leaned in and allowed us to do a lot of cool and creative, innovative things, including updating the background scene with Vfriends NFT if you purchased that product. The dual pack figurines where you could actually put Skilled Skeleton's head on top of Skeletor. And again, I think it's just tapping into that community. When we were at Comic-Con, I had the thrill and enthusiasm of seeing that dual pack figurine displayed at our booth, and it caught everyone's attention. Whether you were a Vfriends community member and you wanted to see it, or you just loved Skilled Skeleton and He-Man, you would stop by the booth and ask questions.
Speaking of comics, Vfriends rolled out their first comic strips this year with DJ Kaufman. What is that doing to scale the characters and like their traits and attributes, but their stories too?
A lot. Having a daily comic strip, again, there's a lot of bright people here who've stumbled into looking at things similar to the way I looked at them or do it professionally. Charlie Brown and Garfield really mattered to the world based on comic strips daily in newspapers. And then they became cartoons and specials. Storytelling is life, and I'm agnostic to the medium. I will do things that are progressive, like I've done my whole career on doing VR and AR, Vfriends things, but I'm also incredibly passionate about nostalgic truths being real, meaning I believe that people enjoy reading comic strips. I'm aware that most people are not reading newspapers anymore. And I'm sure if you've looked at a newspaper recently, like I have, if they even have it, it's in a very small section, there's far less. But the Sunday comics used to be religious for people. There was many people for 30, 40 years, maybe you had some uncles and grandparents, grandma, like that was, they couldn't wait to do the crossword puzzle and read, like, and so I think it's a fun format. It's great for us. We have a lot of characters that we have a lot of stories to tell. And so we're putting out, you know, a daily comic on social media every day. And it's so fun. I love, especially at this point in my career, I like doing things that are like small and like I can watch them build. For me, the growth of things is the most exciting. And all these little executions we have within the Vfriends world, like this, for example, it's fun for me to see the little cult following that it's starting to build, knowing in 6 years it won't be small anymore.
I love that.
So I have a little bit of an emergency, so I'm gonna bounce off, I apologize. This is the crappy part of my reality of having so many different things going on, and I really appreciate everyone's time, and I apologize for the abrupt bounce, but I gotta take care of this. Thank you, everyone.